A Call to Young Men. December 12th, 1900. Typed. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. The Lord calls upon young men to enter the harvest field and work diligently as harvest hands. He calls upon them to work for Him, not to labor with the churches already established, but to connect with the experienced laborers in work in the great harvest field. Let young men of ability go forth and trade on their talents. As they go, let them trust to the guidance of the Lord. No one living has been appointed by God to say what subject matter they shall present to the people. He who has called young men to labor in the gospel will give them evidence that they are chosen vessels and will give them words to speak to the people. God's ministers are not to be made mere machines to grind out certain subjects by human dictation. The very best education young men can obtain is by entering the canvassing field and working from house to house. In this work, they will find opportunity to speak the words of life. Thus, they will sow the seeds of truth. Let young men show that they have resting on them a burden from the Lord. The only way for them to prove that they can stand firm in God, having on the whole armor, is by doing faithfully the work God has given them to do. Let them enter towns and cities as canvassers, not for mere storybooks, but for books which contain a message that give a certain sound, books which present the truth for this time. These workers are to obtain their experience from the Word of God. They are to be taught of God out of His Word. Let not a spirit of Pharisaism be manifested in seeking to lead these men to walk in the shadow of any other man. We need men taught by God, not men who can work only according to certain prescribed rules. No sermon is to be mapped out for them to preach where they go. If God is leading them, they must depend on His Spirit to teach them. When under test, young men show that they have a genuine burden for souls, an intense longing to save their fellow men. They will see souls converted. From their work, a harvest for the Lord will be reaped. Let them go out as true missionaries to do the work of circulating books containing present truth. As they go, let their prayers ascend to God for increased light and for the guidance of His Spirit, that they may know how to speak a word in season. When they see an opportunity to do an act of kindness, let them take hold as if they were working for wages. Let them remember that thus they are doing errands for the Lord. If they are given opportunity to sit down to the table with the families they visit, and flesh meat is passed to them, let them refuse it, giving their reason for so doing. This will, perhaps, give them an opportunity to speak some words on health reform. They should always take with them in their work some books treating upon health reform, for the work of health reform is the right hand of our message. Canvassers should speak modestly and engage in no controversy. Let every canvasser feel that he is on trial before the heavenly universe. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, Christ said to His disciples. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. Before you are many precious souls ripe for the harvest. Learn therefore to speak modestly and discreetly, and at the same time show that you are Bible students and representatives of the Lord. This is the work young men should be encouraged to do, not to speak to an audience which does not need their immature labors, which is well aware of this fact and feels no drawing of the Spirit. The Lord has not given to young men the work among the churches. Their first duty is to learn lessons in various lines from the great teacher. They are not to be students of any other man. Let Christ draw men to his service. No precise rules are to be made to bind or restrict God's servants. Pharisaical rules might better be left unpresented. There is one rule laid down in the Word of God: to be like him who went about doing good. What did Christ say to his disciples? If any man serve me, let him follow me. John 12, verse 26. This is the rule given in the Word of God. By studying the life of Christ, let the workers find out how he lived and worked. Let them strive each day to live the life of Christ, seeking to know the way of the Lord. The one rule they are to follow is to live as Jesus lived, daily looking to him by faith. As they wear his yoke and learn his meekness and lowliness, they are in the path that leads heavenward. Follow on, then, young men, to know the Lord, and you will know that his goings forth are prepared as the morning. Seek constantly to improve. Strive earnestly for identity with the Redeemer. Live by faith in Christ. Do the work he did. Live for the caring of the souls for whom he laid down his life. Try in every way to help those with whom you come in contact. Let your identification with Christ lead you to say, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Teach me, O Lord, thy way, and I shall keep it unto the end." Psalm 119, verse 11, 33. Strive continually to improve. Let your life fulfill the words, "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies." Verse 98. Look ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Talk with your elder brother, who will complete your sanctification, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. A close connection with him who offered himself as a sacrifice to save a perishing world will make you an acceptable worker. When you can lay your hand on truth and appropriate it, when you can say, "My Lord and my God," John 20, verse 28, grace and peace and joy in rich treasures will be yours.